Commenting on stanza 22 of the Spiritual Canticle, John opens his description of the spiritual marriage with one of the most tender passages in his writings, joining an image of the groom carrying his bride over the threshold of their new home with that of the shepherd carrying the rescued lamb on his shoulders.
Great was the desire of the bridegroom to free and ransom his bride completely from the hands of sensuality and the devil. Like the good shepherd, rejoicing and holding on his shoulders the lost sheep for which he had searched along many winding paths, and like the woman who, having lit the candle and hunted through her whole house for the lost drachma, holding it up in her hands with gladness and calling to her friends and neighbours to come and celebrate, saying, "Rejoice with me." Now, too, that the soul is liberated, this loving shepherd and bridegroom rejoices. And it is wonderful to see his pleasure in carrying the rescued, perfected soul on his shoulders, held there by his hands in this desired union. And he takes her now in his arms and goes forth with her as the bridegroom from his bridal chamber. O souls created for these grandeurs and called to them, what are you doing? How are you spending your time? May the most sweet Jesus, bridegroom of faithful souls, be pleased to bring all who invoke his name to this marriage. To him be honour and glory, together with the Father and the Holy Spirit, for ever and ever. Amen. Amen. This concludes our series on our Holy Father, St. John of the Cross. Please join us again next month as we begin a new series on our sister, Blessed Elizabeth of the Trinity. Thank you, and God bless you.